Defensive tackle Xavier Cooper has a life philosophy.
As I continue to fail, I continue to grow. So, you know, I appreciate all my struggles I've had.
Standing 6'3", 293 pounds, Cooper sometimes made plays on the football field look easy. But that was only half the battle at Washington State.
Well, really, it was a struggle for me. You know, I'm not going to sit up here and say academics was easy. You know, I struggled, but that's a part of life.
Cooper was diagnosed with a learning disability as a ninth grader at Wilson High School in Tacoma, Washington, something any teenager would have a hard time accepting.
Kelly fakes it again. He is brought down. The fourth sack of the afternoon.
Football kept him focused, though. And after doing some work at a community college, Cooper enrolled at WSU in January of his freshman year.
A lot of guys from where I'm from, you know, don't make it this far, and it's a blessing I'm here. So I seen it as an opportunity to get my education and, you know, maybe use football as a gateway, and it just happens that I'm here. I'm lucky.
In 3 years at Wazoo, Cooper started 34 games and registered 31.5 tackles for a loss, the eighth most in school history. So he decided to enter the draft as a redshirt junior.
You know, I sat down, you know, with my family, my mom and dad, and I also talked to my coaches, you know, and I felt like I was physically and mentally ready, you know, to chase my dream.
After football, Cooper says he wants to get his master's in education so he can be a principal back in the Tacoma area. For him, it's a way to give back.
Yeah, not everybody has a support system, and I had a support system with two parents in the household, so I'm just blessed I can, you know, come back and, you know, talk to kids, you know, help them. You know, I just send a lot of gear to that I got from the combine and that I got from training, you know, to back to my high school. So that's what I do.
Phil Milani, Broncos TV.